Haitian textile artist Mirlan Constant is catching the eye of the contemporary art world. A retrospective of her work just opened at UCLA's Fowler Museum. It's billed as the first solo show for a Haitian woman in an American museum. NPR's Alice Wolfley has more.
Mirlan Constant has upended the male-dominated world of sewing voodoo flags or drapos. Using thousands of sequins and glass beads, she stitches intricate, glittering scenes of Haitian life and history. Her tapestries, some as wide as 9 feet, are filled with symbols and imagery from her voodoo faith. Jerry Philogene, co-curator of the Fowler Show, says she was totally taken aback the first time she saw Constant's work.
There were these beautiful light bouncing off of the glass, bouncing off of the sequins. And I was just mesmerized by the radiance of the work.
As Constant's star rises, Haiti is sinking deeper into violence. The political instability there prevented Constant from getting a visa to attend the opening of her show. But despite the challenges, Constant says she does not want to leave Haiti. Her voodoo faith keeps her rooted there. Here she is speaking from her studio in the hills above Port-au-Prince.
There are some people who think we are in the business of selling the image of the spirits, but we don't. We work with them because the spirits are always with us. We don't see them, but they are all around us.
Haiti is central to Constant's work, and her work is important to Haiti. It provides an alternative to narratives of Haiti as a country in constant chaos. Philogene says this can be seen in Constant's piece about the catastrophic earthquake that hit Haiti in 2010.
She's saying that, yes, there is suffering in Haiti, but also, look, there's also people helping people. There's also people understanding and honoring the dead.
Many hands go into creating this art. Constant's success allows her to employ more assistants and bring more apprentices into her studio. And Philogene says that the show's catalog is especially important because scholars can use it to advance the study of Caribbean art.
It inserts her into our historical canon, a canon that we know oftentimes has left Black people out, people of color out, queer people, etc.
The exhibition also honors the labor of working-class artists who exist outside the traditional world of contemporary art. For NPR News, I'm Alice Wolfley.